Third pack of Avodah, sixth Mishnah, Kazayis Men Ameis. If you have one Kazayis of a dead person in a house, Pitchu B'Tefach, in order to for the tumah to come out, or if you have various entrances and you want only one of them to become tamei, so as long as you decide to take it out of one Pesach, then it is, as long as it's a Pesach which is the size of a tefach, it's good enough. But if there's a full dead body there, then if the Pesach is less than the four tefachim and you plan to take it out of that Pesach, it doesn't help, and all the psachim, all the entranceways of this room are tamei. All this is nogel hatzla tumim and psachim, like we said before, to prevent the other entrances other than this one to become to prevent them from becoming tummy. As long as there's an opening which is the size of a tepach, whether the tumma is a full mace or kezayis or mace, is metama all the openings. Godl mikezayis kemace. If it's larger than a piece of kezayis, then it also has the status of a mace. According to this tana, you don't have to have the full mace. Anything's more than kezayis. He says that the spine and the skull have the din of a mace, that you need for an entrance of four amas. Once you have that, you plan to take it out of that entrance, then you'll be matar of the other entrances. We're talking about when the doors are closed, because when the doors open, then the tumah goes into all the lentils of the all the doorposts of the different entrances. But if the doors closed, there's still a problem of soif tumah levesis. The tumah is going to eventually go out there, but if you decide to take it out of a specific one, then we say it is planned to go out of that specific one, not the other ones. That's tummy, the ones that talk.